We love Mexican food.
What kind of Mexican food do you like?
Olives.
Do you make any yourself, or do you?
Yes.
What do you make? What's your specialty?
Guinea.
Oh, I'm waiting for the son bitch to show up.
Well, what do we cook? Well, we're still, you know, cowboy cooking. Beans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even talk about your, what we call some bitch stew. Whatever's left over, we put everyone in that pot of stew. Cowboy's calling some bitch stew.
That's good.
And that's, you know, that's what we cook. So whatever we have left over every day, we don't throw away because we don't have any extra. So we put it all in this pot.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best eating ever had.
I bet it is. Do you make enchiladas?
Yeah.
How do you make them? Do you make them on a plate, like individual enchiladas on a plate, or do you make a casserole?
Well, we make them in a pan, of course, and
uh-huh.
Put them on a plate.
Uh-huh.
How do we make them?
Yeah, do you
Very
make...
carefully.
Very carefully.
Well, you know, tortillas, cheese, onions.
What kind of sauce do you use?
Red sauce here.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.
Okay.
But we have green sauce. Mm-hmm.
I have trouble finding green sauce in Georgia, so I have to import it.
You can actually make your home. That's how we do it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. Isn't that tough to do?
No. Just a blender.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how they make it.
What about tamales? You make your own tamales?
Well, we don't get into tamales too much. We used to have the girls do that for us.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as cowboy goes, we stick to the basic women. Chili and
beans.
Whatever we make into a burrito that next day.
That's great. Do you have any, are you growing a garden here, like vegetable garden or anything? You don't have any plants? What kinds of crops do people grow in El Paso, do you know?
You know, of course, they're raising a lot of cotton here. They're raising a lot of chili now, and lettuce and onions and so on and so forth. But that's in the farm down in the valley areas where
mm-hmm.
they're irrigated. Here on the desert, we're just desert ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
All we do is we depend on the man upstairs and whatever moisture we get.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, well, what are you doing in a drought? I've never been out of one. You know, desert rancher, you're always in a drought.
That's right. Do you have any fruit trees? You don't even have any fruit trees?
Oh, yeah, I've got a few apple trees around here.
Oh,
and way up
good.
The country. Mm-hmm.
You have any peach trees?
No peach trees.
Okay. What do you call that vegetable that you hold like this and eat?
Corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have to take off the corn to cook it?
Kernels?
You have to take it off. I mean, there's
the husk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's underneath the husk? There's some white stringy stuff.
It's the yeah, that is. White stringy stuff?
Yeah. Do you call it the silk or?
Yeah.
Some people call it the tassel. You ever heard it called that?
I've heard it called that, yeah.
Okay.
I've never called it. It's just when you shuck the corn,
uh-huh.
you take it all off.
So. Make uh-huh. silk stew is what the new one.
What?
A silk stew is what they do. That's what I call it.
Silk stew?
Silk stew. It tastes like corn is what it is. It takes the fiber of the corn out, boil it, makes it soft for you.
Shane's a chef, I might
say. Yeah, I can tell.
He was the lead chef at MGM for 5 years. And he came back to the ranch where he worked. But he does eat. I taught you way.
What's a little red vegetable? It's not really a vegetable, but it grows on a vine. What do you call
tomato?
It?
Tomato?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you know what the little ones are called? Little tiny ones?
Little